Mike Crispy here coming to you live from New York on this Wednesday, December 21st. Guys, Merry Christmas. So grateful that you are all joining us here on this Christmas edition. Myself and the one and only producer, Frankie. Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, great to be here, guys. Great to be here with my little gingerbread friends.
Yes, Frankie's dancing gingerbread non-binaries are in the house. Guys, we are so grateful that you are joining us here. We are so grateful for the support that you have shown this show. And as we wrap up the year, even though a lot of America right now is kind of asleep, right? They're getting ready for the holidays. They're doing last minute shopping. They're doing all these things, right? Guys, this is the time while nobody is watching, while Congress sells you out to epic proportions like you cannot even fathom. Like you cannot even fathom. It's right now. I could tell right now because people right now, they're not watching the news, right? The viewership of the show. Like people aren't watching. They're not seeing what's going on. And this is precisely the time that these swamp monsters want to act under the cloak of darkness. Speaking of the cloak of darkness, we have super villain, the only super villain to never have a chin, Mitch McConnell, talk about the priorities of Republicans. I want to know, is this guy in the same political party as you and me? Let's roll the clip and see. Roll, Frankie.
Making sure the Defense Department can deal with the major threats coming from Russia and China. Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians. That's the number one priority for the United States right now, according to most Republicans. That's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment.
Oh, the number one priority, according to Mitch McConnell, according to most Republicans. Yeah, guys, I don't think so. I think that most Republicans, maybe most Republicans that voted for Mitch McConnell because they know that he controls the purse strings of the Senate Leadership Fund, to which I say, who are these Republicans donating to the Senate Leadership Fund that he controls? How did he get 37 votes out of like 50 some odd votes to stay as the minority leader as he is an unmitigated failure? How does he say the priority of us as red-blooded America First freedom-loving patriots that our number one priority is giving money to a country thousands and thousands of miles away that most people couldn't point to on a map while simultaneously this Christmas season energy bills and food prices are up 60-70% and you have a serious reality of people this holiday season in this country. I say it, even if they're Democrat voters, even if they live in big cities, they have paid taxes into the system and they do not deserve to get looked over for the money to get sent overseas. But that's what's going to happen to tens of thousands of families this Christmas. No food, no heat. Guys, we are in a battle right now on Republican versus Republicans. And a lot of people tell me, Mike, no infighting. We don't want to infight. Stop it. You sound weak. You sound feckless. The only way to win is to eradicate the fake Republicans in our ranks. Let them go join the Democrat Party. We do not need the neocons anymore. We need to kick out more Liz Cheney types and more Kinzinger types and elect more types of people who McCarthy was spending money against in the primaries. So guys, I'm going to roll the clip here of a neocon. He goes by the name of Mark Levin. Guys, this is what they put on Fox News. Some of you guys might like Mark Levin, but listen to how he talks and purports this absurd narrative that McConnell says is what everybody actually cares about. Roll, Frankie.
94 to help protect their sovereignty if they give up their nukes. There are no nukes there. There's been a phony story about American biotech centers there to develop weapons and so forth. And, of course, the Putin wing of the Republican Party and the Putin wing of the media and the Putin wing of the Democrat Party, they're all over it. Now, those are old Soviet locations that the United States has located and has been trying to deal with. We're not developing biochemical weapons in the Ukraine. What is it about these so-called American firsters in the end who are really American lasters, if you think about it?
I love it, Mark Levin. These so-called America firsters that are America lasters. No, Mark Levin, it's so easy. It is so easy. We don't give money to a foreign conflict that does not have any bearing on the United States of America's interests at the end of the day. They can continue to convince you that it has a bearing on our interests, but it does not have any interest. And the bioweapons labs, it's not even our fight. That is Putin not wanting those labs near the border, near his country, where they could unleash a new, perhaps, COVID strain or pandemic. The same people who are telling you that those labs never existed are the same ones telling you that the Wuhan Institute of Technology that was funded by Anthony Fauci's gain-of-function research wasn't the actual cause of coronavirus plague. It was actually some random bat soup from some random person at a wet market. Sure, sure. But guys, what is it, as Mark Levin says, what is it with the Putin wing of the Republican Party? Guys, not the Putin wing of the Republican Party. We are the America First wing that believes in peace and prosperity. But somehow believing in peace and prosperity conflates you with wanting to go along with Putin. Guys, that is what we call a psyop mission by the United States government to discredit anybody who wants peace and pass them off as an agent of Vladimir Putin. Guys, that's exactly what it is. He is the big evil one. He is the evil one. Guys, he's not good, but it's not our problem. And around the world, most countries are not good. But right now, as we speak, Zelensky is coming to the United States right now. He's not coming to the United States when it's not Christmas time. He's coming to the United States under the cloak of darkness, as I call it, Christmas week when nobody is watching. Why is he here this week? Why isn't he here in 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now? Why wasn't he here last month? They put him here now because they want these things to occur while you are sleeping. And they don't want you to know about Zelensky and what he really is and what he really is about. They don't want you to know that a guy that we are now going to hand another check to for $40 billion plus dollars, because Mitch McConnell says it's the number one priority of the party, that this guy is so ridiculous and so disgracefully depraved that he is doing things like this. Frankie, pop this on the screen here. Guys, this is the regime that we are giving money to. And I call it a regime because Zelensky was a hand-picked actor. We've exposed it on this show with the State Department footage of them talking about who would be in the Ukrainian government. Okay, if you think that the Ukrainian government is some autonomous thing, then you have your head screwed on wrong, because everyone knows it's propped up by these globalist actors. It is not organic that Zelensky, this comedian actor guy who wears high heels, became the president. But guys, they are overstepping their bounds, and it is incredible right now, and we've reported about this, that the Ukrainians are banning churches and freedom of religion. And here what it says: after years of illegal persecution, Zelensky has called on Kiev lawmakers to draft a law banning the Russian Orthodox Church from Ukrainian territory. The justification would be the necessity to ban institutions linked to Russia due to the conflict. With this, once again, the Ukrainian government shows that it does not prioritize popular interests, considering that Orthodoxy is the majority religion of the Ukrainian people. Guys, we have talked about this on the show as well. In this conflict, you have so many people, the majority of people who are embroiled in this dispute of land between Ukraine and Russia, those people identify with Russian values and with Russian systems, religion, etc. That's what it is. So this whole conflict broke because a lot of people who are in Russia, who are in Ukraine rather, in this territory that's under conflict, they're saying, well, I identify with these Russian values, so why don't we just become part of Russia? And that's kind of how it all started. But you know what they're doing? They're saying, even your religion, if we deem it is against the government, then we will ban the religion. And guys, this is exactly, I think, what any puppet regime would do to curry favor with the morally bankrupt Western worlds that now still call themselves the superpowers. Canada, United States, when they push the LGBT, shut down churches during COVID, and encourage the godlessness that we see. But guys, not only is it dangerous that the Ukrainian government, which is filled with Nazis, right, filled with literal Nazis, are banning religious organizations, but this is where all your tax dollars are going. Not only is that wrong, and we shouldn't be giving money to that, but also I have always said the way that they propagandize this conflict is utterly laughable if you actually read between the lines and think for a second after you watch headlines like this. Tell me, watch this and tell me if it's not, when you think about it objectively, because people see it, they accept it, oh, this is so heroic. But is this actual propaganda spewing out of CNN? Roll it, Frankie.
As CNN's Will Ripley reports, some of the players have their own World Cup ambitions.
In Ukraine, ferocious fighting. Not just on the front lines, but the football field. This youth tournament in Kyiv has 30 teams from all over Ukraine, including areas battered by regular Russian attacks. They've been training this whole time, says this dad from Dnipro in eastern Ukraine. They go to the bomb shelter when there's an air raid siren, but then they keep training. CNN. Tournament organizers say the fact it's even happening this year
It is a miracle that it's happening. It's incredible. During the war, the worst war that we've seen since World War II, according to these people, they can gather in arenas and play soccer. Oh, but during COVID, when people had the common cold, they all had to be isolated and separated, and there were no youth sports, right? But during this terrible, crazy war, they're all able to gather in these arenas and play youth soccer, and the terrible, evil Russians wouldn't think that if they wanted to cause mass damage and casualty, like the inhumane animals that the media makes them out to be, that they wouldn't just drop a bomb on that arena and kill all the kids and the families, right? Wouldn't you think that that's what they would do? So you can't play soccer during COVID because it's too dangerous that asymptomatic children could spread the common cold to each other, but you can actually have soccer tournaments with hundreds of people all over Kyiv, right? The most dangerous place ever. Kyiv, you can have that with the children simultaneously. And the United States of America is convinced at the same time that, one, we're winning the war and Putin is getting his ass kicked. And at the same time, we have to give billions more because they're in trouble if we don't do anything about it. Yes, Frankie?
It's just like, I feel like all of those Skype calls and Zoom calls that Zelensky had, he's always in the background of like this 17th century house. They have this perfect brand new stadium with this perfectly. It's like, listen, yes. I went to Syracuse University. They have a great dome. Right. That's the same dome.
Yeah, they have all this brand new stuff in this war-torn, poor country. Guys, it is such a joke, and that's where the money's going. But this is a very important clip we're about to show. So you guys remember that we traded Brittany Griner for Victor Boot. Remember that? And President Trump said, I would have never done that because Victor Boot is incredibly dangerous. Now, the media called him the merchant of death and all this, but they downplayed just how dangerous this guy is. And it's really interesting when you watch this throwback. This is from 2010 on 60 Minutes, just how dangerous Victor Boot is. And if you watch something like this, you might think, if you're being objective for 1 minute and not a Democrat-controlled sheep, you might think that Victor Boot might, the first thing that he's doing once he gets out of prison and lands back in Russia, and that he's going to help Russia fight the Ukrainians. So wouldn't releasing Victor Boot be a direct shot in the arm to boost up Russia's prospect in this war against Ukraine? So is the Biden regime actually helping escalate this conflict by giving the number one asset, Victor Boot, over to the other side, who's been in jail for a while, giving him over to the other side timely when they want this conflict to continue to escalate so we can intentionally go into World War III and deplete our tax basis by putting this money into the New World Order military industrial complex globalist slush fund. Frankie, this is incredible, guys. Victor Boot, 60-minute special. Tell me if this isn't Russia's greatest asset and if Biden, by releasing him, isn't helping Russia in the war. Actually, roll it.
Collapse of the Soviet Union. Federal prosecutors allege Boot essentially became a one-stop shop, offering an unlimited supply of stockpiled Cold War weapons to bad guys around the world, including Charles Taylor of Liberia, who's now on trial for war crimes. According to the U.S. indictment, Boot had a unique selling point when it came to weapons trafficking. A fleet of cargo airplanes capable of transporting weapons and military equipment anytime, anywhere. More than 60 planes in all. His own private air force.
Those Russian aircraft were built like flying dump trucks. He could move this stuff and drop it with pinpoint accuracy to any desert, to any jungle, to any other remote place in the world, right into the hands of what I refer to as the potpourri of global scum.
Does it keep going?
Yeah, by the late 1990s, Boot was a legend in the shadowy world of illicit arms dealing. So elusive that the only two pictures that surfaced of him back then were taken without Boot's knowledge by a Belgian photographer. Later, Boot became the inspiration behind the Nicolas Cage character in the movie Lord of War.
I was an equal opportunity merchant of death. I supplied every army but the Salvation Army.
U.S. Treasury documents reveal a Boot empire so sophisticated, so complex, hidden behind a thick curtain of front companies, that even the U.S. government unwittingly contracted with two of his companies.
That's the best part. That's the best part. Guys, unwittingly. Guys, we traded that. Best part, the competency of the U.S. government, right? Guys, we traded that. Everything you just saw there for a man who plays in the WNBA. We exposed Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner playing basketball with its shirt off.
Shocking
shooting
footage.
Hoops with the pectoral muscles. Guys, we traded that. Playing in front of arenas of zero people, okay? Brittany Griner said we should not play the national anthem before the game. We traded Brittany Griner to appease a substrata of the black LGBT population for that guy that you just saw in the 60-minute special. They downplayed his influence, and you better believe that that guy, what do you think he's doing? He has his own Air Force? He's supplying based on a movie? It's like, first of all, Victor Boot is kind of our boy.
Yeah,
right,
so
Randy?
Either they're like, just peddling nonsense, like because we know that 60 Minutes just utters complete BS.
But
you know, you got to take everything.
We played that clip where he was more patriotic than
anyone in the White House, Brittany Griner,
anyone in the WNBA. But guys, yeah, so that's Victor Boot. So do you think Victor Boot, the first thing that he's doing is going to help Russia in this war? Oh, but that's good, because that allows the Biden regime to continue to welcome Zelensky to Washington, which he is where he is right now, taking your money. Last thing, Frankie, just to put the cherry on top, this is it, guys. This sums it up, okay? As Zelensky is addressing Congress this afternoon, just remember, the United States for the last 100 years has meddled and done regime change from Iran to Nicaragua to Hawaii to Cuba. And they said in this article, it's incredible, the guy they interview, they said, well, do we still do it today? And the guy goes, well, only if there's a really good reason. Well, what's the good reason? Well, I guess there was a good enough reason for the FBI to pay off Twitter in order to suppress information of the Pentagon and all that. So, yeah, I guess if there's a really good reason. You think they didn't steal the election in 2020? You don't think they're still doing these things all over the place? You don't think they're propping up this conflict intentionally to make money? Come on, guys. Wake up. It is such a clown world. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, guys. Thank you for joining us. Do not go anywhere. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value. Go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows, they have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it, amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it, mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming to you live on this Wednesday, December 21st. I say it every day this month, but guys, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And for all of our great Jewish supporters out there, we do have some serious patriotic Jewish supporters, Orthodox Jewish. Happy Hanukkah. Hope you're enjoying that. This is a holiday, not just for us as we go to celebrate with our families, but it is a holiday, quite literally a Christmas list being granted for the lobbyists, special interests, and dark swirling actors that surround Washington, D.C. We showed that clip there with the omnibus bill earlier with Mitch McConnell saying that the number one priority of Republicans was actually Ukraine. But guys, it really is amazing right now, because what's going on is this bill is going to pass because Republicans in the Senate are voting for it. They really could care less about you or your interests. They really don't care, and they're proving it. But then it's going to go to the House, and Mitch and Kevin McCarthy said he's going to veto it. Why is Kevin McCarthy going to shoot it down? Well, because Kevin McCarthy just wants to be Speaker. As soon as Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker, he has no ideology. He will do whatever it takes to get the speakership, and then once that happens, he will go back to his influence peddling, protecting big tech interests, protecting Ukraine, doing all the things that he did before he was in the limelight, trying to convince people that he would be a good speaker, right? Fraud, liar, etc. This is a very good exchange here between Jake Tapper and Joe Manchin. It kind of gives you the underpinning of what Kevin McCarthy's all about, but this is what we're dealing with in Congress right now with this omnibus. Obviously, if it doesn't go through, that's good. We want a continuing resolution just to punt the spending into next year so Republicans can actually vote and control it. But I believe once Kevin McCarthy gets the gavel and becomes Speaker, he's going to pull a 180. Now he's standing up first, but as soon as he has control, he's going to sell us out and shaft us and paint it as a win. Oh, because he's a Speaker. That's the big win. Yeah, big win for nobody but him. Frankie, roll the clip.
I don't know if you saw, but Kevin McCarthy, who is really trying to get the votes to become Speaker, he said that if any Republicans in the Senate vote for this omnibus spending bill, $1.7 trillion, then their legislative priorities will not be heard in the House when he is Speaker. Mitt Romney called that silliness. What do you think of it?
I think Mitt described it pretty well. Yeah, pretty well. I mean, this is not a vindictive type of thing that we're not in high school or college playing games back and forth. This is real life. And with that being said, Kevin is fighting, I understand, for his political life over there. Wish him well. Don't know how that's going to come out. We have no input on that whatsoever. But to say you're going to stop everything and hold things hostage if we do things that we think is best for our country on our side, and we have Democrats and Republicans both agreeing, then it's something to be worked out when the two get together, both sides, the bicameral. That's why we have a bicameral body here.
Oh, interesting there by Joe Manchin. Kevin McCarthy is fighting for his political life. Guys, Joe Manchin, dead clock is right twice a day. Joe Manchin is definitely right about that. Kevin McCarthy is just fighting for his political life, and he's saying whatever it takes to get the speakership, okay? So don't think for 1 minute he is fighting for you. Now, obviously, we got to take the wins where we get them. If this gets punted, it's good. He said, well, bipartisan, people agreed to it, Republicans. Yeah, Mitch McConnell, okay. Guys, what is actually in this omnibus bill? How bad is this process? And this isn't anything new if you're watching this episode. This isn't like breaking news. This happens every single cycle, every single year in Washington. It is the same story. The clip that we're about to show from Rand Paul is extremely insightful, but every single year Rand Paul gets up because he's one of the few freedom fighters and he says things like this and explains it. And every single year, it is the same problem of Republicans and Democrats, the Uniparty, working together to jam through things right before Christmas because they all want to go home for the break. They all have the deadline. They all want to go for the holidays. They all want to beat the snow. They all want to get out of DC. So as the clock is ticking, they wait to the last minute. They extend it to the last second. They say they want to avoid a government shutdown. I don't understand why, because I think a government shutdown is great. Why not? What are they doing for us right now but giving our money to Ukraine? It happens all the time. It's like a record player on repeat. But this is the latest from Rand Paul on what we are dealing with right now with the Senate. Again, many of you out there, you vote for these Republican senators. This is what they are standing behind McConnell and supporting. Frankie, roll it.
I brought with me the Omni, 4,155 pages. When was it produced? In the dead of the night, 1:30 in the morning when it was released. Now, people argue that it's conservatives' fault. You don't have the Christmas spirit. Somehow you're holding up government. Well, whose job is it to produce this? The people in charge of spending, the people in charge of both of the parties. When did they know that this would be necessary? Well, it's in the law, September 30th. You got 9 months, almost 10 months, to produce a plan, to have a spending plan. They weren't ready on September 30th, so they voted themselves 90 more days. They weren't ready last week either, so they voted themselves another week. And now we have it at 1:30 in the morning this morning. But what's the clamor? The clamor is to vote. Vote now. Let's get it done. Why are you standing in the way of spending? Well, the real question is this. What is more dangerous? What is more dangerous to the country? $1.1 trillion in new debt Or as Republican leadership likes to say, oh, but it's a win. It's a big win. We're getting $45 billion for the military. So which is more important? Which threatens the country more? Are we at risk for being invaded by a foreign power if we don't put $45 billion into the military? Or are we more at risk by adding to a $31 trillion
bingo,
debt?
Bingo, bingo, right there. So right. What are we doing right now? What is happening? Rand Paul's pointing it out. The further the debt sinks, the more foreign countries like China buy us out and own us. And they tell you they're spending the money and putting it towards the military and doing all this. But in reality, is that protecting us? No, we're losing. We're not losing the war here for the soul of our country on the battlefield. We're losing it economically, psychologically. Logically, physically, with lockdowns and health procedures and the EU and these things. That's how we're losing the country. And I want to know this spending bill. Who writes these spending bills? How do they just pop out at 1:30 in the morning and nobody reads them and they vote on them? How does that happen? Guys, it's because the lobbyists and the special interests and all of these dark actors are the ones who throw it together with each other, with their teams. The politicians obey because they're getting the donation money. Guys, I've run for Congress. I understand how it works, how important the donor train is. That's why the system is so fundamentally broken, because a very few amount of people control a lot of money. And those people who control all the money, they want their shit in the bill, for lack of a better term. And there's this amazing thing that you guys probably do not know. It's not talked about that much because it's the minutia of congressional procedure. It's called earmarks, okay? Probably saying, what's earmarks? We're going to roll this from Senator Ron Johnson, good guy, and then we're going to talk about just how swampy things like this specifically and how much they benefit nobody actually are. Roll it, Frankie.
There are, let me get the exact numbers, $9.8 billion worth of earmarks, thousands of individual projects here, both Democrat and Republican. It's interesting to note on the Republican side, we actually have a conference resolution that we don't support earmarks. Well, we're supporting over $4 billion worth. Democrats are getting $5.4 billion worth of earmarks.
Guys, very...
This is the gateway drug.
And people... He's exactly right. It is the gateway drug to all of our problems. Guys, earmarks. You probably have not heard... A lot of people haven't heard that. Guys, earmarks is quite literally what it sounds like, okay? It is when people, members of the Senate or the Congress or whatever, they want specific dollars etched out in this bill for their specific interests and project, okay? So I'm a congressman in New Jersey, okay? I'm a congressman in Colorado. I want a specific park built. I want a specific project done. So I am not going to go along with this bill and everything else that's needed until my money is appropriated for that specific project that benefits that very specific special interest that controls all the chips that funds my reelection campaign. That's essentially what earmarks are, okay? So everybody at the end of the year throws their projects for these earmarks into these giant bills that keep the government going, when these earmarks have absolutely no bearing on if the government will continue to keep going, the federal government, but they lump it in there, and you heard billions of dollars getting thrown. And then you heard Senator Johnson say Republicans have a conference resolution to ban earmarks, because the conservative stance is we don't want to do earmarks. We're conservatives. We don't stand for that. The Republican campaign talking point is we want to do away with earmarks as a thing, part of these omnibus bills. But just like the clock keeps ticking, the earmark appropriations keep getting made and the swamp cycle continues to spin. Guys, that's what it is, okay? And again, this is the minutia of Washington. One, they make it intentionally confusing so you just, your eyes glaze over and you don't pay attention to it. And media doesn't report on it because it's not salacious and scintillating. But two, they do it right now on December 21st because they don't want you to think about it. They want you to think about Christmas. It's so evil, okay? They're using Christmas as a buffer to carry out their dark special interest stuff. Come on, guys. So what is actually in this bill? What is being earmarked, okay? What is being earmarked? You're going to love this one. It's amazing. All right. $1 trillion omnibus bill. You know what it would do? It would establish a Ukrainian independence park in Washington, D.C. How incredible is that, guys? So we're going to put the signs. We're going to put the things. This is okay. This is it.
What is happening?
Representative Victoria Spartz in Indiana, okay, who is Ukrainian, proposed the Ukrainian Independence Park Act of 2022 in early March. Amazing. She's a Republican. All right. But she's putting Ukrainian Independence Park. Incredible. Spitting in the face of all Americans who pay their tax dollars and get nothing. This is what they, it's like marking their territory. It's like when a dog does it in the house when they move in. They mark their territory. Mark your territory and show that the United States of America is conquered by flying a foreign flag in our nation's capital in a park where we just laundered billions of dollars. That's the Ukrainian Independence Park. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Okay, moving on, moving on. Are we going to protect the border? Are we going to protect the border, guys? Let's see. What could be maybe the big problem right now with the omnibus bill? I mean, in our country right now, maybe the omnibus bill, maybe it would do something about it. Okay, maybe they would do something about it. Here you go. The massive congressional spending bill released Tuesday would bar Customs and Border Patrol funding from going towards border security as the agency sees record numbers of illegal immigrants. The bill states that 1.5 trillion in funds allocated or billion in funds allocated to CBP for operations and support. Okay, so that amount of money, the $1 billion going to operations and support can't be used. So the money cannot be used is what it says in the bill. They're giving this the CBP the money. But the money can't be used to acquire, maintain, or extend border security technology and capabilities, except for technologies and capabilities to improve Border Patrol processing. Processing, guys. So not to protect the border and get them to stop them from coming in, but money so they can process them at the southern border and put them into the country. Process them in. And Republicans say this is a win on Border Patrol. This is a win on illegal immigration. Look, we're getting money for it.
We're getting new laminates for their new IDs, for their temporary IDs.
Yes, this is money that's going to go, let's see, what can be for processing, Frankie? Let's see, paperwork, ink, judges, food, bedding, shelters, supplies.
Obama phones.
Obama phones, Kamala Harris's children's book that they give all the little children. Guys, all of that money going to them. That's what processing is. And it's not going towards, again, I always say it, American citizens who pay their taxes. Processing equals a soft landing for illegal immigrants. That's what's in the bill, guys. That's where the money's going. America last. America last. Now, I don't think it's going to pass. I think they're going to punt and do it. But what will happen if Kevin McCarthy does win? I hope not. I pray to God not. I don't think he will. I still maintain that there are about 20 people where he is short. They'll use what's called a continuing resolution, which means that they do a temporary stop funding gap into next year, allow Congress to take over and pass a permanent bill. That's what needs to happen. I think it will happen. Obviously, Senate Republicans could care less about what people want. I think that will happen. But let's see what happens when that happens if Republicans do right by us, okay? My guess is Kevin McCarthy's a speaker, not much better than what you're seeing here. The uniparty games. And somebody has to call it out and expose it. That's what we're doing here on Mike Crispy Unafraid. Guys, so grateful for your support. Tune in to the show. Before we go to break, guys, before we go to break, you're traveling for Christmas. You're traveling for the holidays, guys. You're on the go. A lot of people right now, you're going to see family. Never miss an episode of this show. If you want to re-listen to what we just showed you, okay, and all these things where we're breaking down what's going on with the spending and the omnibus, guys, not many networks can break it down like this. Not many shows are on the cutting edge, working hard, high-tech, high-energy, entertaining, giving you the facts like Mike Crispy Unafraid. Guys, do me a favor right now if you support the show and go subscribe to our podcast on podcast platforms. Even if you watch on Rumble every single day, if you like me and producer Frankie and you support what we're doing, guys, this is how media like us, the new alternative media, raises up. It's not from signing contracts with Dish Network and Fox News that are going to have us by the balls, Newsmax, not allow us to say certain things. Guys, if you want independent media, it is essentially crowdfunded and supported, but you don't have to spend any money. Just go on your phone right now if you have an iPhone, pop an Apple Podcast, punch in Mike Crispy Unafraid, hit the plus sign at the top right. Every single episode will be on your phone. It'll be pushed to your phone. No data, no usage, doesn't cost you anything. And if you don't have an iPhone, go do it on Spotify. Pop in Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Pop in Mike Crispy Unafraid. Hit the follow button, okay? Give it a 5-star rating. Guys, it helps very much. And we're taking over the Apple Podcast charts. We're up to 136 on the Apple Podcast charts. So great developments there. So guys, help keep this show going. Help keep us growing. It's free. It's easy. I see 600 plus people watching right now. We love you. We appreciate your Rumbles. Keep watching on Rumble, but also go subscribe to the pod. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Do not go anywhere. Hey, everybody. Mike Crispy here, and I'm going to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows. They have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it, amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it, mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code Crispy for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value. Go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code Crispy at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming to you live from New York on this incredible Wednesday, December 21st. I say it every single day, guys. Merry Christmas to you and your families. Hope you all are having a wonderful Christmas week and getting into the Christmas spirit. And thank you very much for your shares of this stream, for liking this stream, for following us on social media, and for going to MikeCrispy.com. It's the only gift that we can ask of you this Christmas season. You do that for us, and we will continue to keep giving you the gift in 2023 of incredibly based content, period. Boom. Me and producer Frankie. Guys, what is the latest going on right now? We have breaking news as we are here into the studio today about Trump's taxes. Yesterday we saw Trump, he's going to get recommended for prosecution. They're going to indict him, Merrick Garland. They passed it over, right? That was the big thing. And just in this coordinated assault, now they are going after Trump's tax returns. Oh, we ruled that we can get it from the IRS, just the Democrat-controlled people. And they're doing this, of course, after the midterms before Christmas. Why after the midterms before Christmas? Because obviously it's unpopular to take a former president and have Congress go after his tax documents. Nobody supports that, obviously. So when did they do it? When do they want to get it out? They want to get it out now because the procedure in which they're doing it is gross and nobody likes it. Even independents that don't like Trump would agree, stop going after the guy, okay? And his taxes, like, give me a break, right? Even independents think that. But they're doing it now so they can have them, so they can use it against him later next year when the presidential election ramps up. And I always think it's incredible as the election is about to ramp up, the people who are coming out to cheer the demise of Donald Trump. It's been going on since 2019, the demise of Donald Trump. And my favorite person who cheers on the demise of Donald Trump is this clown lawyer, Michael Cohen. Remember Michael Cohen? Guys, this is Michael Cohen, big genius analyst here, probably the dumbest guy ever to pass the bar exam in New York. Guys, listen to Michael Cohen's latest on the end of Trump. It's really funny. Frankie, roll it.
To me, I thought Liz Cheney's comments about her forefather fighting in the Civil War for 4 years and that no president in American history has ever done what this dipshit has done, what dipshit diaper Donald has done, which is tried to take over the United States of America, to destroy our democracy, or as he likes to say, to tear up the Constitution. Now, I do have to say that my big concern here is timing. It's always timing because that's Donald's MO.
Can you put a suit on, dude?
Delay in order to provide him with some sort of a benefit. My hope is that they move on this and move on this quickly.
Maybe just zip that up.
Because as we all know, the House is going to change and that the power will then be with the Republicans, and chances are they're going to do everything that they can to interfere, as they have done throughout this entire process.
Potty behind
so, my friends, stay tuned. We're on it.
Oh, yeah, we're on it. Yeah, Michael Cohen is on it. Oh, my goodness, the dumbest guy ever. You know what's really funny about that is that I could tell, like, on your iPhone, he's recording that on his phone, obviously. He definitely has an app on his phone that has, like, the words, like a teleprompter app. So, like, you know he wrote that. He scripted it. He practiced it. Diaper Donald, dipshit Donald. Guys, give me a break, okay? Michael Cohen is a absolute fledgling buffoon. Who, again, Michael Cohen is just acting out of spite. He's acting out of spite because he wanted to be the chief of staff for Donald Trump when he won in 2016, and he didn't get the position, obviously, because he's not qualified for it. And ever since that time, he's been on this revenge streak, and you see what's happening now, where he's lashing out, where they kind of, the FBI was going after him. They saw him as a weak, soft target. Boom, they got him. And now, all of a sudden, he's this incredible analyst who's reporting on these things. But guys, the demise of Trump ever since they said, since 2019, this is the latest. We're talking about the Trump tax returns. This is what Congress is saying about the taxes. And then we have breaking news coming out of the studio just an hour ago on the update on the taxes. Frankie, roll it.
But you will get the complete Trump tax returns such as they are for the years that Mr. Neal requested.
Okay, so that's 2015 through 2020, just to be clear, yeah?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I think what I find surprising, our focus had been on the IRS audit and whether it was being done properly, is the IRS did no audits at all until such time as the day they received Mr. Neal's request for these documents, and that day they requested the first audit. They have yet to complete a single audit of Mr. Trump, and I think they'll also be surprised by what's not there with the tax returns, and that is supporting data. Any taxpayer who goes in for audit has to produce some receipts and some affidavits and some substantiation. And that just seems to be missing from what we've been
doing. And there you go. They continue to go after him. They will go after these things and pour over these things. Obviously, it was very unpopular to go after, you know, a person's taxes, right? Nobody wanted your taxes to be poured over in your documents that are private to be released, but they did it. And guys, the latest on Trump's taxes, Trump paid $0 in taxes in 2020. He reported negative income in 4 out of the last 6 returns. So this is what they said. This is the hit piece that they're rolling. In 2015, 2016, 2017, the Trumps reported income tax liability of $750 or less. In the 6-year period covered by the returns, Trump's adjusted gross income totaled negative $53 million. And their total federal tax liability, including self-employment and household employment taxes, was $4 million. So he paid some taxes. Trump reported positive adjusted gross income in only 2 of those years, $24 million in 2018 and $4 million in 2019. Wow. So you see a guy here. This is incredible. This is incredible breaking news. A guy who lost money as he sought and maintained public office. Wow. Incredible. Isn't that amazing? I think he's the first guy ever to do it. I don't think Nancy Pelosi's tax returns would look like that. I think you would just see it go up, 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 up.
How about Obama?
How about Obama? How about Hunter Biden? How about Joe Biden? How did Joe Biden, in 50 years of public service, get 3 different mansions on the waterfront in Delaware and all these other places? Yeah. So, guys,
let me know if Vineyard Vines, you know, I mean,
now, yeah, how did he buy Martha's these waterfront? How Martha's did he buy Vineyard? These waterfront condos?
Get out of here!
Yeah, it just—it's like, oh, he was losing money. Oh, does that? What does that show you? It shows that he was doing the right thing on the interests of the people while he was the president of the United States, fighting for the country. That's what it proves. He paid no taxes, and as Trump said before, that, well, that makes me smart. Yeah, because the funny thing is that these tax codes that are written out there, every single rich person in the world does it, because when they shell out more than they make on their businesses in some years, that's just how the system's written. And as Trump says, he said during the debate against Hillary, he said, you don't pay taxes. And he said, well, that makes me smart. And all your rich friends benefit from this system too. And that's why you'll never change the tax code. And Trump not making money, again, probably one of the only public servants in the last 100 years not to make profit as the president, that proves right now, breaking today, that the guy was actually doing the job the right way. Oh, and that he wasn't a Russian agent, because these are the tax returns from when he was the president. I thought he was in cahoots with Putin. Everyone, Adam Schiff, all these people, this tax return is going to prove that he was Russian collusion, that he was in cahoots with Russia. He was doing business deals with Russia. Okay, where is it? Where is it on the tax return? He did negative $50 million of business with Russia. Wow. Worst collusionist ever. Like, guys, give me a joke. But if you want to talk about the best collusionist ever, this is the latest on the flip side, Hunter Biden, okay? And if you want to talk about this, guys, Biden allies are moving to intimidate witnesses ahead of the GOP's coming Hunter Biden probe. So, guys, when the Republicans take over, they have promised that they are going to investigate Hunter Biden. I think the people are demanding that Hunter Biden be investigated. And guys, it is amazing. Just when you thought that politics could not get more preposterous or poisonous, a recent meeting in California suggests the past is mere prelude. The Washington Post, which revealed the powwow, describes it. The Biden family allies are planning an offensive to blunt any investigation into the Biden's alleged multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme. It's incredible, guys. So they're going after all the likely witnesses, and they are going to intimidate and silence them ahead of the probe so they do not talk and do not cooperate. What about the millions of dollars to the mayor of Moscow's wife? What about that paid Hunter Biden? Oh, yeah, no coincidence there. What about Joe Biden saying, well, we're going to withhold the money to the prosecutor. He's not going to get it if he doesn't do what I say. Boom. What about Burisma, Ukrainian oil company? Boom. What about the Chinese hedge funds? Boom. Guys, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the Biden family obviously knows their guilt. And that's why they are going after witnesses right now to silence them. That's what they're doing over the holiday season. Hunter Biden's making calls to his Christmas list and saying, if you talk, we will use the weight of the federal government, the same weight of the federal government that goes after conservatives that weaponize Twitter. We will come after you. Guys, it's called, as Rudy Giuliani calls it, the Biden crime family. Full stop, point blank. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back at the wrap of the show. We have a crazy last segment here. Truly crazy. So if you're watching, do not go anywhere. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value. Go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I'm going to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows. They have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it, amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it, mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming to you live from New York. Guys, I'm so grateful for the support that you have shown this show all year. We're wrapping up the year. It's so crazy to believe it has been, we started the show in September and our momentum is just going through the roof right now. And we have massive plans in store for next year. You do not want to miss what we have in store, producer Frankie and I. It is going to be huge, truly. So guys, help us out. Help us get on the horse and get ready to bring you content like you've never seen before in the year 2023. And you can do that by subscribing to our podcast. Go to wherever you get your podcast, Mike Crispy Unafraid on Apple and Spotify. Boom, you do that. You go to MikeCrispy.com, all of our social medias, follow us on all that and help us grow and help us get the word out. And we need to get the word out, guys, because the absurdity just continues to spiral and reach new depths. So guys, we're going to start out here, my home state of New Jersey. I am going to put this graph on the screen if you're watching. And this is the COVID cases in New Jersey. Now you're probably wondering, Mike, why are you putting the COVID cases in New Jersey specifically on the screen? Why are you doing this? And what is the newsworthiness of what you're putting on the screen today on December 21st as COVID is long behind us, as Fauci is retired? Maybe he'll be in a jumpsuit next year. We'll see. But what is the deal here? Where is the surge? Where is the COVID surge? Why are you showing us this graph that is flatlined? Why are we showing it? Well, guys, right in time for Christmas, right in time for the holidays, New Jersey public schools are bringing back masks. Yes, you heard me right. They are bringing back masks. This is a letter that we have on the screen right here, okay? This came from a friend of mine, a reporter in New Jersey, Shlomo Shore from the Lakewood Shopper, sent me this and my jaw dropped. I thought it was a joke, okay? Because in Passaic County Public Schools, Passaic County is a suburban county. It also has some inner city Patterson, but also some suburban areas in it as well. This is what they're doing. This is the letter here from the superintendent of Passaic County Schools. I hope you are well and looking forward to a well-deserved holiday recess. Please be advised that as per our board policy, during the periods of a high activity level, as published in the COVID activity level report, mask wearing is required. Therefore, effective Wednesday, December 21st, that is today, all employees, pre-K through 12th grade students and visitors are required to wear face coverings in all district facilities, school grounds, and buses. We will continue to monitor the activity level report for the most current information. When Passaic County is the most moderate or below range, the mask mandate will be lifted. Guys, we just showed you the report. We just showed you the flat line. Obviously, according to Fauci, everyone's good that they're vaccinated. Obviously, there haven't been mass casualty events with this, and they continue to bring the mask wearing back in schools. And people said, oh, these are just fear-mongering Republicans saying the masks are going to come back. Everyone did their part. Everyone's good. Guys, they're bringing it back because they will never let go. Everyone says the slippery slope argument is not a fundamentally intelligent argument to make. No. I think it's proven. Case in point, with absolute abhorrent bullshit like this. So the masks are coming back as we're heading into 2023. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to stand up for it when it comes to your town? I guess we will see. But it's coming. It's in New Jersey. It'll come to your city soon. Disgraceful. These people should be ashamed of themselves. Guys, that is going to do it for our show today. I am so excited that you all stuck around with us for this incredible episode here. This is one of our best episodes ever of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Guys, thank you for your rumbles if you're rumbling this episode here. Thank you for your shares. Thank you for your follows on social media, especially Twitter. I'm popping off on Twitter. Thank you for going to MikeCrispy.com. Thank you all for supporting this show, everybody. We are truly, I always say it every single day because we'll never stop being started. We are truly just getting started on Mike Crispy Unafraid because we have a country to save. The only way we're going to do it is with America First, bold and unafraid truth telling. That's what we got for you guys. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for another great episode. We'll be back live tomorrow. Have a great day.